have a quorum?
No.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Can everybody hear me?
I can hear you.
Good, good. Okay, did everybody have a chance to review the minutes and stuff from the last meeting? Is there any
change?
Is there any changes? Okay. Need a motion to make to accept them as they are approved?
So moved.
Okay, Mindy, second? Who did the second?
I can second.
Okay, thank you. So we all can know that everybody understands. Raise your hand, all in agreement? Okay, thank you. All right, we have both of our candidates or just one?
There may have been some confusion on the second candidate with the date. I just got a message, but I'm not sure what that means.
Okay.
So I would just continue to move forward.
All right. Good evening, Steve. How are you doing?
Real good. And yourself?
Well, so far, so good. Let's find out how this goes. We're going to be asking you some questions, and then I'll ask them, you answer, okay?
Okay.
The Police Advisory Committee is a relatively new committee. What do you know about this committee and its role and responsibilities?
I know absolutely nothing about this. I was just looking forward to volunteering in my community, and I've been a pro law enforcement person all my life.
Okay. What are the unique strengths and qualities that you would bring to this committee?
Strengths, able to listen and make a good judgment after all the facts are in. Honesty, a longstanding born and raised in Oregon, amongst other things.
Okay. What motivates you to want to be a member of this committee?
What motivates me is being part of my community. I think that law enforcement, especially Newport, needs all the support they can get.
Okay. What do you feel should be the Newport Police Department's policing and patrol priorities?
The safety of the community and our children, our schools, and of course our visitors.
Okay. How do you envision promoting this committee and its work in the community?
Any way I can, through my friends and peers and just communicating with people on the street.
Okay. What else would you like the committee to know about you?
I just recently retired. I've been raising a granddaughter since she's 6 months old, and she's 11. So I'm still involved with the schools. I've always been a hardworking person. And I just, it's time that I'm a little over 60 now that I really wanted to focus in giving back to the community.
Okay. Thank you. I missed a question, Steve, so I apologize ahead of time. What steps could be taken to address underserved communities that are part of the city of Newport?
Underaddressed communities. The best way that I know to address
underserved
communities is by going out there directly and dealing with the underserved community as a group or even as individuals.
Okay. Hang on for just a minute. I just want to make sure we do the procedure right. What's next?
Well, ultimately, so Steve, thanks a lot for taking the time to interview with the committee. I'm a little awkward by Zoom because we didn't really have the interaction that we like with all of our committee members and the candidates. And so what will happen now is we will save the audio file of this, so it'll be sent to all of the committee members, and then the committee members will have the opportunity to weigh in, give their feedback, and we'll talk about that with the committee afterwards, and then a recommendation will be made to the mayor. And so there is one other candidate. We do have to check on one thing, so we may be slightly delayed in the selection process, but that's the best I have for now, is thanks for taking the time to come today, and then somebody within the city, one of the city representatives, will get back to you.
Okay, and great. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
CM, do you have your hand up? Go ahead.
I do. Can you tell me what the vacancy, what role they're filling? I don't recall.
I'm sorry, repeat.
Can you tell me what the role of the vacancy that we're filling is? Member at large? Is it?
I believe it's member at large.
Any other questions? Okay, community questionnaire update.
Okay, that'd be me. So October 26th, that was the wrong date. That was yesterday. October 11th, the community questionnaire went out electronically. It took us a few extra days to get a Spanish version out. And so what we were able to do is we have a resource that we use to the city to interpret all documents. And so a Word version was sent to that person. They produced the Spanish version, and then we had it's in hard form. And so what we've learned from this is that I know absolutely nothing about SurveyMonkey, and Peggy is our regional expert who knows, I think, 1-2% more than I do. And so what we learned from this is that we have more to learn. And so we were unable, once we published it, to make any edits. I believe there was a couple suggestions of things to change in it, but we wanted to put out the document that as approved by the committee. And so we don't have an electronic Spanish version. And I'll be honest, I don't know if we could put one out. In talking with Peggy, I believe the answer I got was no. That would tie into that one also. So we'd ultimately be having two separate polls going out at the same time. So I do know in checking today, we've had just under, I think, 150 responses so far. Yep. Which is great to see. I was really hoping that there would be more and that there would be quite a bit more cross-section. But in looking at it, there's, you know, a variety of responses, you know, all the way across the spectrum. So I think there's definitely going to be some good data for the committee to look at the November meeting and then decide, you know, ultimately what you guys want to do from there.
Okay. Any questions regarding the questionnaire? Okay, moving on. Monthly statistics.
Esmeralda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't see your hand. I apologize. Go ahead.
Can you remind me when's the due date for the questionnaire?
I can. November 10th.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll double check the screen again. Any other questions? Okay. Monthly late statistics. Turn it over to the chief.
Those were submitted with the packet for everybody to take a look at. And I guess it's just ultimately if you have any questions, I can try to answer any questions you have based on the document submitted.
I don't think there's, you know, potentially time, you know, this week, you know, maybe, you know, putting it as an agenda item, you know, down the road. I would be interested in knowing a little bit more basically general detail on categories. For example, theft, you know, is are you seeing, you know, more residential, more commercial, you know, is it vehicles, is it mail, you know, just kind of a broad spectrum of what theft it, you know, basically encounters, you know, sex offenses, you know, what are we talking as far as sex offenses, you know, are am I making any sense? You know, just kind of a little bit more information on the categories, you know, more of the major ones.
Yeah, definitely something with a little bit notice. I mean, I could give you a general what each of these categories means, but I couldn't give you a breakdown. We actually do have a crime.
Yeah, I get that.
We have a crime analysis person who's very good at that, who's able to break down, you know, was this a business, was this residential, the different types of assaults, yeah, where they occurred, stuff like that. And so we could give you a more detailed one. This is generally the overall snapshot,
right,
just of overall activity. Yeah.
You know, is there, you know, the biggest one that I see is the suspicious persons' vehicles, for instance. And I kind of track those from last December and kind of put a spreadsheet. So I'm kind of looking at the number throughout the last 10 months. And that seems to be the biggest one. And, you know, I would also be interested, you know, once we get surveys back, you know, are we seeing some of these, you know, like the trespass prowlers? Are we seeing that in any particular area? Is that throughout the city? How does that correlate with the survey that we put out as far as, you know, are people feeling safe in their areas and then when they specify what particular area they're from? It'd just be interesting to have that overview at some point.
Sure.
Okay. I can also, you know, just kind of send you a, you know, what I'm, my thinking is to, you know, send you an email. So I'm not sure how well I'm doing as far as getting out right now, but yeah, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah. And just a reminder, if anybody has any questions, generally, if you give us enough notice, we can put together a response. Generally, what we'll do is a staff report that'll contain all that information, just like we would with if a council has a question. That's how we generally communicate with them. So most of the time, if you can give a couple of weeks lead time, and depending on the project, it may take a little bit longer. You'll get a sorry, how about next time? So
sure.
Yep, feel free to ask you guys. You know, this is, we want the community or our committee to be interactive. And so if you have questions and you're thinking, well, maybe I could have a more informed decision if I knew the following or a better recommendation. Absolutely. Well, that's a great idea.
Okay. Any other questions regarding the monthly statistics? Seeing none, hearing none, moving on. Next category, meeting dates. We're coming into the holiday season, November, December. In November, do we want to move the meeting up 1 week?
I think we already did that.
We did that already?
Yeah. Patty, correct me if I'm wrong.
We did.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the week prior.
Okay, and December the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Old age is creeping in. My mind did not remember that we did November. Okay, December. Do we want to move it up 1 week, or do we want to not have a meeting and enjoy the holidays? CM.
I think given the next item on the agenda being committee goals, I think we would need two meetings. I don't know, I can't remember the due date, but another committee's due date for the committee goals was very soon. So we might need two meetings, but yes, I would be in favor of moving the December meeting up.
Okay. Any other comments?
Yeah, I'd like to have a meeting.
Okay, Rick, you want to make that into a motion?
Like to make a motion that we move the December meeting up 1 week.
Okay, second, just raise your hand. Okay. Yes.
Esmeralda.
All in favor, raise your hand. Got it, thank you.
So it'll be December 15th.
Okay, moving on, committee goals.
Okay, my turn.
Yes, sir.
So Councillor Hall being our liaison in here is probably a lot more versed in this. While I've done goals for the police department for the last couple decades, it's really been focused strictly on the police department. And so the city has a goal setting process, and I guess, and all committees have goals. And those goals are all ultimately funneled through the police department to the city council. And then the city council reviews those, and then the city council looks at all of the committee goals in determining also what their goals are. So while the council has the goals that the council would like to, they also take input from the departments, from the committees, and they align committee goals with council goals. And then one more factor in there is we try to align those with the Vision 2040 goals. And so because we're a new committee, we're the newest committee in the city, we don't have anything to go on. So I can't provide you last year's goals and say, hey, how would you like to build off of these? And so it's ultimately, is our committee needs to come up with goals for the next fiscal year. And so the timeline is unfortunately pretty quick. Our goals are due in December, that we have to have them into the city. And then they all get correlated, passed on, and then they go through the goal process, which is over the next few months with each department, with each committee, and with the council. So definitely, want to hear input. These are not my goals. These are not things that I'm going to put together. The only thing we'll do is help facilitate the goals that our committee comes with in getting to where they need to be. If you have questions or anything like that, we'll definitely help. But due to timelines, is I think what my recommendation would be is for everybody to look at the other city goals, to look at the other committees, and CM may have a better option also here, but we have a lot of committees within the city is going to the city's website. If needed, Patty can send out links for easy hyperlinks to look at and see, what kind of goals has our committee put together? We can help put those into Vision 2040. How do they align? That's something that staff can do. Your thoughts, your input, however you guys want to do this, is we will help facilitate whatever it is you need.
Open to ideas. Would it help if Patty sends us out that link so we can see what the other committees did and then put together some thoughts and next meeting, or we can do an email to everybody. Everybody look, add to it. What's going to work the best? CM?
I think the goals might be informed by the results of the survey in some respect. And so the surveys are due November 10th. Our next meeting is November 17th. If the survey responses are in Spanish, that's going to take some turnaround time to get that translated into English in terms of understanding what those comments were. But I do think that that would be an instructive document for guidance in terms of what the next goals are. Or we just send back out the committee goal, like goals as we arrange this and then get input on what folks, you know, have thoughts around. But I do think that that feedback will be rich in terms of what our next steps are as a committee.
I agree. I think our survey will give us a lot of good ideas for the goals, and it stays with what we've been talking about. So as soon as they come in, we'll just shotgun them out to everybody so you can look at them and put some thoughts together. And then November, boy, that's going to be tight.
It's quick. So based on our timeline of the results all being due, or the surveys being due on the 10th, obviously the electronic ones are going to be very easy. The other ones, the goal is to get those to our interpreter for any ones that need to be interpreted as quick as we can for a quick turnaround, because then they need to be to you by Friday, I believe, is when Patty puts the agenda out. So we do have a quick turnaround time. I have full confidence in the person that we use to be able to interpret those. It's just a matter of their availability. So,
what's the date of our meeting in November?
I believe it's the 17th.
17th.
Yep. So we'll have about 3 or 4 days. In a worst case scenario, if we have to send an updated version out the Monday before the council meeting, or the Monday before the committee meeting on the 15th, is we've done that before also.
Okay, is that agreeable with everybody? Rick.
Just as another thought, you know, I think that the survey is going to provide, you know, some good insight. But I think that it's not the end all. So I do think that, you know, we were kind of given a, lack of better words, kind of a directive or, a guidance from the city council on what we should be doing. I think we can add some of those. And so I just kind of think that, you know, squeezing it down to, you know, 3 or 4 days to get something done is going to be pretty tight. And maybe what we do is we take a look at, you know, some of the general ideas as far as, you know, what people have thoughts as far as what our goals should be. And then look at those in the meantime. And then once we get the survey back, you know, incorporate whatever the survey would be telling us.
Okay.
That way we've got a head start, and we don't have to, you know, wait until the last minute to try and come up with something. That's just another thought.
Any other comments? I saw that gleeful grin, Mindy.
And I will here within, looking at Patty because I hate to overcommit for her, because I got to put something together. But early next week, Monday's a council meeting. So by Tuesday, the goal is we will send out something to the committee just to see what other city committees have put together. You can look at, you know, format, ideas, thoughts, things like that. Maybe that'll help also spur. But then everybody's also, you know, you guys are on the committee for a variety of reasons, represent a variety of groups. You know, you already have your own personal thoughts on what you would like to see, you know, hopefully the committee accomplish, which then translates, you know, what would you like the police department to accomplish? And then we use those committee goals also for our department goals. And just so you know, we actually, November 10th, our supervisors have our strategic planning session where we identify our goals for this next year based on last year, based on council goals, based on a variety of input. So it's quite a scientific system we've come up with.
Okay. Okay, we just had Sam sign off. All right. Any other comments on this?
No.
All right. We don't have any public comments. I'm checking with Patty to see if anything.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. Peggy just put in the chat. I was going to ask, with us losing Sam, did we lose quorum? And we lost quorum. But maybe the last item is adjournment.
We have to adjourn.
We lost a quorum.
We lost our quorum. Okay. Losing our quorum. Our meeting is now going to have to be adjourned at 6:35. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
See you November 17th.
Thank you. See you then.
Bye, everybody.
Leave meeting, that red button. It's not touchscreen. Gotta use the mouse.
Oh.